Welcome to A Fork in Time, the alternate history podcast.
Back to A Fork in Time, the Alternate History Podcast. Don joining you today. Unfortunately, not for an episode. We actually have a double episode drop scheduled for next week. And so we'll stay on pace with a number of episodes, but unfortunately don't have a new episode for you today. But I wanted to give a quick shout out here. It seemed like the appropriate thing to do as we just finished up the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States. And a couple of other quick announcements so that you can know what's going on. First of all, I want to say thank you to the A Fork in Time and the Room Where It Happened team. It's been a really up and down year. A lot of things have been going on, good things and bad things as well. And if it weren't for the fact that we had a team now that brings you A Fork in Time and the companion podcast, The Room Where It Happened, it wouldn't happen. So I want to give a special thanks, of course, out to Alexis as the co-founder of the podcast. Busy year for her, getting married, moving into a new house, all the good things that are going on with that. But also wanted to express my thanks to the other regulars that we consider to be part of the regular A Fork in Time team. And that's not even including our guests and other special contributors, which are also a valuable part of what we do here. So for the remainder of that regular team, certainly want to thank Chris Coppola. I want to thank Eric Rush. I want to thank Eric Bond and Robert Koshu, the folks that are a regular part of what brings this podcast. And we're better because of having a team that does it. We know that the non-solo episodes, the episodes where we have more than one person that's participating is a good part of what we do here, and that's an important part of the podcast. But also, one of the cool things for me, now that we're to this level of where the podcast has grown to, is I get the chance every once in a while to actually just be a listener to my own podcast, where because of one of the other members of the team or a couple of the other members of the team have produced that episode, I get to hear it just like a new listener would, and that's a pretty cool thing. We don't have to have my voice on every single episode, which was for so long, and I think you would all agree it can be better if you don't have to hear me every time, so I certainly understand that. So we have a couple of big things coming up. We'll be continuing, of course, the series with Dr. Bo Breslin, just need to get coordinated on that, and we have some recording time scheduled such that we'll get a good library going forward here to keep making sure that we're able to deliver the podcast consistently and on time every week. For example, next week we'll do a double episode drop that'll catch up on some of the topics that are out there. I also do want to say thanks again to those guests that have joined us most recently, folks, you know, even from another podcast, because we're all about the community as we've discussed here, but also those that join us on a regular basis. And wouldn't surprise me if we extend offers to some of those folks to be regular members of the team, because they've been great contributors and we'd like to have them on a more consistent basis. Just a couple of other housekeeping announcements right now. One of them is, if you haven't visited our storefront for our merchandise, I would encourage you to do that. You'll find a link there in the show notes, and it will take you to our site, which is actually hosted on Spring Creator. And if you go there now, between now and the holidays, if you're looking for that special gift for an A Fork in Time or a Room Where It Happened listener in your life, or maybe that special gift for you, since you're the listener, if you go to the store now, there's lots of cool merchandise there, including some of our Inspired By stuff. And what you will find is we have a promo code there for the holiday season. So it's a little bit after Black Friday, but it's not too late to take advantage of a discount offer. And so between now and December 25th, if you use the promo code HOLIDAY, HOLIDAY, you'll get 10% off anything that you order there. That includes mugs, t-shirts, tumblers, apparel. One of the cool things that I'm hoping that somebody will gift me with this holiday season, or I'll end up having to buy one for myself, are the A Fork in Time jerseys. So again, a little bit of everything there. Hope that you find something that you like and rep the show, but also good quality merchandise. We've been very pleased with what we've received as being part of our relationship there with Spring Creator and allowing that to be the outlet for how we have our apparel and logo things. The other thing I wanted to just mention very quickly, which is also still very important to us, is what goes on Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you're able to do so, we would just encourage you to think about becoming someone who supports the podcast on a regular basis financially, without a lot, but it sure does help us a lot. There are some perks to being a patron, and we do this much better now than we used to. There's early access to episodes. We probably, after the first of the year, also intend to have more special episodes as an additional perk for our patrons there. And we have options over on the Patreon page. Again, you'll find the link in the show notes to become a patron for as little as $2 a month. And we're not looking to make money here on the podcast. We know it'll never be that because it's such a niche thing that we do here with alternate history and even on The Room Where It Happened, where we do it with discussing regular history. But it sure does help offset the costs and makes it easier for us to bring the podcast to you. So if you've been thinking about that, something that you'd like to do, again, follow us over to our Patreon page and you'll be able to get that done and knock that out. One of the other things I just wanted to mention here very quickly that would also be a plus to us, again, are ratings and reviews. We know that there's a number of different places and a number of different ways that you access your that you access the podcast, and not all of them allow you to easily, for example, Apple Podcasts, it's not easy to leave a review, but if you can, leave us, especially a positive one, a rating or review on many of the various podcatchers. That will help us more than anything else be noticed in the search engines. And so as people are looking for us, they'll be able to find the podcast because of seeing those ratings and reviews. It also means that if somebody goes and does a search and finds positive ratings, they're much more likely to join us. Again, though, I mentioned the thanks early on to the team. What I'm most thankful for is that we do have a community of listeners that continues to support us, that continues to interact with us, and continues to be part of what's there. If you're not interacting with us on our Discord server, I encourage you to come and join us. You'll see the link also, of course, there in the show notes or at our website. All of this stuff, by the way, is available at our website, www.aforkintimepodcast.com. And the Discord server is starting to get enough people there that we have conversations about topics. Topic suggestions can go there in addition to be submitted on the website page. And we have discussions about topics. And this is something I'd hoped would happen from the early days of the podcast. We didn't have it happening on the forums on our webpage itself, but we do have a group that's over on the Discord server. We'd love to see you join us there and participate in the discussions there. Sometimes there are discussions that continue on or extend the topics from each of the episodes that we release. In other cases, it's suggestions for topics and some of the interaction that takes place there as well. Some of the other stuff that I know that's coming up after the first of the year, we're talking about doing a series that would particularly focus on Roman history. And we don't often go as far back in time as we would like to, or to as many diverse places as we would like to. And so one of the things that we're doing after the first of the year is a special series that sort of focuses on some topics that are around Roman history. I'm excited about that and where that's going to go. I think that concludes all the things that I wanted to mention. So again, remember, you can go and visit, get some merch, either as a gift for yourself or as a gift for someone else. If you do that between now and December 25th, take advantage of the promo code HOLIDAY, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, and get 10% off what's there. Until next week, when we do a double episode drop, this is Don signing off for A Fork in Time, and once again saying thanks.
Thanks for listening to A Fork in Time, the alternate history podcast. Learn more and provide feedback by visiting our website at www.aforkintimepodcast.com. Connect to us on Facebook at facebook.com/aforkintime or follow us on Twitter at AFITpodcast. If you want to support the show financially, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/aforkintime. We hope you will join us next time.